Today's daf is daf vav, and we're going to begin Hey Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amud. Initially, our Gemara is going off a little bit on a tangent and telling us about the korbanos which were brought at the time of the inauguration of the Levim, at the time of the inauguration of the Mishkan. Where does that appear? It appears in the beginning of Parshas Bahaloscha. Tanya Reb Shimon Oimer, Ma Talmud Oimer. Why does it say in the pasuk of Farsheni Ben Bokar Tikach Lechatos? You have to see the whole pasuk in its glory. So number five is the entire pasuk. V'lokchu Par Ben Bokar U'minchosay Soiles Belulav Hashamen. So you first take one par. This pasuk doesn't tell us the purpose of the par, but we're going to quote another pasuk shortly that par was Li'oila. Ufarsheni ben bakar tikal chatas, and there was a second par for a chatas. So therefore, to mimakadish the levim for the avoidus halavim in the mishkan, what did they have to do? Part of those inauguration services and ceremonies, they brought two parim, par for an oila, par for a chatas. Now, what's bothering the Gemara is why does it have to say ufarsheni ben bakar tikal chatas? It could simply have said and a par for a chatas, because the beginning of the pasuk already said, go and bring par ben bakar uminchosei soiles, and then upar ben bakar. What's the par sheni? Ilalame chimshnai, or to go and tell you, maybe I would have thought that this one par covers the waterfront. It takes care of both. No. That's why it's a sheni to go and say that they're two parim. I don't need that. Valikvar nemar, because I have a further pasuk, that's number six here. So I see that there are two. So what do I need the earlier ufar sheni ben bakar tikal chatos? So tomorrow to go and tell you, yocholtei necheles chatos la leviim. I would think that this chatos were eaten. Now the literal lashon of our Gemara is that this chatos would be eaten by the leviim. That is a tois hatfus, because it's impossible that the Levim eat the chatas. The only ones that are allowed to eat a korm chatas are
Koyhanim.
And therefore the other girsa is Yochel Tehinecheles Chatas HaLevim, that this chatas which was brought for the Levim, I would have thought that this is eaten by the Koyhanim like every normal korban chatas. Talmud Loim Ufar Sheini Sheini Li Oila. Now he doesn't mean that the second one is an oila, because we just brought a pasuk that says ufar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatas. What it means to say is that sheni comes to tell you that this chatas is different from your regular chatas. A regular chatas is eaten by the kahanim. This is a sheni li oila. In other words, it is somewhat similar to the oila. That just like the oila is totally consumed, it's not eaten by anyone. Same thing, this parsheni is not eaten by anyone.
The only difference is the matan damim. Is that the only difference between this? Because if you're going to burn both of them effectively, there's no
achilas basar. What's the difference?
It's like an ola.
It's like an ola, except for the location of where you put the damim on the mizbeach, right?
What about the oirois? Where did the oirois go?
Oirois go to the kohanim for an oila, but not, I guess, a chatas. What would they do with the oil? That's a great question.
So that might be one difference. Another difference, as he says, is Zrika Saddam, whether it's on the top or on the bottom, or Zrika, or on the four kronos. Right. Now, our Gemara doesn't go into it, but Rashi in Chumash says that the reason why the Levim had to bring these two kabanas was because for Avodah Zarah. And just like by Avodah Zarah, we've said before, learned extensively yesterday, that if there was a faulty psak of the Bez Nagodah, and then the Klal Yisrael followed it, you have to go and bring a par v'soyer. Both of that par v'soyer are porim hanisrofim usairim hanisrofim. They are burned outside the Beis HaMikdosh, outside the Mishkan, on the Mekoyim HaDoshem. So our Gemara doesn't discuss that, but presumably that would be the same case over here. That Sokadai Techamina, just the carbon oila would not be eaten, but it would be burned, normally on the Mizbeach. This chatas as well, normally on the Mizbech, but based on that Rashi, they would both be burned, the Michutz Lamachna, on the Mekoyim Hadoshet. And that's presumably how this got into our Gemara in the first place, because after all, we're not focusing on Levim, We're focusing on the kabbonis that were brought for a chet. So now the Gemara says that just like that oilu was leinecheles, so too this chatas leinecheles. And now we're starting to get back into our Gemara, ki yoytze boy, similarly, omer b'yoysi. So this previous Gemara was kind of an introduction to the next Gemara, and this is talking about historical events. Now we're talking about the times of Ezra, when Ezra came up to Eretz Yisrael with many, but certainly not most, of the Yidden from Bavel, returning now to Eretz Yisrael at the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. So it says that they brought a very, very large korban at the outset. What did they bring? Sahaboy mehashvi. Although the Gemara quotes part of the pasuk, you really need to see the whole pasuk in full context. In our Gemara, it's number one. Haboyim mehashvi, those that are coming now from the Shvi, meaning that were originally captives and hostages, and now are returning from Golis to Eretz Yisrael. Bnei ha-goyla. Hikriva, they brought the following karbanis. Now you'll see a huge number of karbanis. Hikriva oilois leveke Yisrael. They brought oilois. Which ones? Porim shneim osar. 12 Porim al kol Yisrael. Eilim tishim v'shisha, 96 eilim. Kvasim shivim v'shiva, 77 kvasim. Tzvirei chatas, the word tzvirei is just like the word seirei chatas. Seirei chatas, shneim osar, 12. Hakol oilo lashem, all of these were oilois. Now these are a lot, 12 parim. You had the 96 eilim, 96 rams. Kvasim are lambs or sheep, 77, and the goats, tzvirechatos, were 12. All of that is fascinating. We're going to deal with the numbers a little bit later. But what's
91 amen?
I'm sorry, what's again? 91 amens? Amen is bigamatria 91. Is that what you have in mind?
No, 190.
You add it all together? Okay, I didn't, but fine, I accept that. Anyway, so the Gemara says the pasuk ends off Hakol Oilul Hashem. Now this is very disturbing. Why is it disturbing? Because right before that, two words early, we said Tzvirei Chatos, which are the Tzvirei Chatos, 12, are an Oila. How could a Chatos be an Oila? You're either a Chatos or an Oila. You're not an Oila and a Chatos together at the same time. And that's what's bothering the Gemara. And therefore the Gemara is going to say the same thing that we just said by the Kabbanis that were brought by the Leviim, that even though it was technically a Korban Chatos, it was not eaten, but it was just like the oila, not eaten. So getting back to our Gemara, Haboyim mehashvi, second line, the Bnei HaGoyla, Hikrivu oilois lekei Yisrael, Porim Shnei Moser, etc. And then the Tzvirei Chatos, we said, were 12, Hakol oila, Freikimar Hakol oila, Solkadaitach, Efshisha Chatos oila, how could a Chatos be an oila? Ela Hakol ke oila, Ma oila lenecheles, Am Chatos lenecheles, this Chatos was not eaten. Why taka weren't they eaten? After all, Chatos is supposed to be eaten by the Kahanim. Oh, the Sanyer Behuda Oimer. And the whole reason why they brought this huge number of kabbanis were because of avodah zarah. We're not even talking about those newcomers now entering into Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about a chet that took place more than 70 years ago, when Tzidkiyahu HaMelech was the final melech at the time of the Bayis Harishayin. At that time, unfortunately, the people were oiv the avodah zarah, and the Mefarshim says wasn't that they that were oiv the avodah zarah, just that they married a lot of nochriyos who were oiv dois avodah zarah. So therefore, we deem them also to be oiv the avodah zarah, and we have to have a kapara for them, and that's why they're bringing this korban 70 years later on behalf of those that sinned years ago. Zoktimar, how do you get this cheshbin of the 12 chatois? 12 chatois meaning the tzvirei chatos, which was at the end of the pasuk, which is the same thing as seirei chatos. How do you get a cheshbon of 12? So remember, we had yesterday a three-way machloikis between Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir, and Reb Shimon. Reb Meir says that if you're talking about a chet, which was bishogeg, based on a faulty psak of the Bezen HaGadol, then what's the carbon that you have to go and bring? If it's by avodah zarah, you have to bring a par v'soyer. But how many porim and how many se'irim? Said Reb Meir, You only bring one for every incident. Only one altogether, because the kol is referring to the entire 12 Shvatim. And who brings the carbon? The Bez and HaGadol, the Sanhedrin themselves, bring the carbon. And you'll recall that Rabbi Yehuda said, no. Every Shevet has to bring its own carbon. And even if only one Shevet sinned based on a faulty psak of the Sanhedrin, you have a din of Gerera, and all the other 11 also have to bring carbonus. That's 12 altogether. And then you remember Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was the Yovi HaKosev HaShlishi V'Yachriya Beinayim, and he said, we're going to bring both. We're going to bring one, like Reb Meir says, for the Bezdin, and 12 for the Shvatim, 13 altogether. That was a sum total, a quick summary of yesterday's Gemara. So now we're talking about that they brought 12 Seirim. Note, at the beginning of the Pasuk, they brought 12 Parim li'oila. Oh, so you have taka a full 12 and 12. 12 Parim, 12 Seirim, which is what it says in Parsha Shlach, if you have a faulty psak of the Sanhedrin, which was followed by the rank and file of Klal Yisrael, then you have to bring a par v'soya. Why did the Pasuk say that you have 12 altogether? 12 and 12. It's Bishlam the Rabbi Yehuda Mishkachas l'lahani shneim osur chatois. Ki goyin dechotu shneim osur shvatim temaisu shneim osur seirim. As well as the 12 parim. So that makes a lot of sense why it says in the Pasuk, the 12, like Rabbi Yehuda. Inami dechotu shivish shvatim b'shara einach v'greira. Or it didn't have to be that all 12 sinned, even if only 7 sinned. And then you have the other 5 v'greira. And the Mefarshim point out that this Gemara is lav dafka, because he could have said, inami dechota shevet echad b'shara einach v'greira. Same halacha would apply because of the din of greira, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, we had that as a shaila on the Amid Beis. Iboilahu shevet echel Rabbi Yehuda by Roaz Bez Nagadol mi maisi shah shvata my loy. And the Gemara concluded at the end, Shema mino, yes, that even if only one shevet erred, all 12 shvatim bring their own card. So that's very good that the Pasuk says 12. How do you find the country of Shimon? That you had 11 Shvatim, unfortunately, aired. Not all 12, only 11. Each one of them has to go and bring the Parvis Soyer, as well as the Idach the Bezin. The same thing applies to the Bezin, also has to bring one. So 11 plus 1 gets you to 12. That's very, very good. So I have a Raya, if you will, from this Pasuk in Ezra to either the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. But according to Rabbi Meir, how is this possible that Rabbi Meir, the Omer Beis Din Mevi'im V'loi Tzibur, Shneim Osra Heichim Mishka'achas La. This is a knockout kasha under Rabbi Meir. It shows that, in fact, whenever you have a problem of bringing the Parvis Soyer in Parsha Shlach for the erring Beis Din HaGadol and the Klal Yisrael that was over B'Shigas Ma'asa, sounds like you always have to go and bring multiple karbonis. According to Ramey, you never bring more than one altogether. What is this 12 business going on? Everything amara nishver. Going to chatu, v'hadachatu, v'hadachatu, hatreiser zimni. This Gemara, of course, is a grace of doichek pshat, because it's telling us that 12 separate times the Sanhedrin erred when it came to Hilchas Avodah Zarah, in telling us what is permissible and what is not permissible. And Roiv of Klal Yisrael followed suit, and they did what the Bezin HaGadol said was permissible, only for the Bezin HaGadol to issue a further psak a week later, a month later, and saying, we erred, unfortunately, and therefore we are retracting. And then the same thing happened again a month later, and the same thing happened again a month later. 12 times this happened. And that's why you had 12 altogether. Yeah, you have a question?
Only ten tribes were removed from Eretz Yisrael before the Korban Bayis Rishon. We only had 2 tribes. This doesn't add up.
Very good question. So the Mefarshim say, this goes like an earlier Gemara that we've had, that Yirmi Hanovi was Machzehir, brought back the 10 Shvatim to Eretz Yisrael. So they had 12 altogether. They may not have brought back all the people. But as you recall, we learned the Gemara before, when it comes to putting together the statistics for the majority, we only look at the people in Eretz Yisrael at that time. So since Yirmiyahu brought back the 10 Shvatim, even if he didn't bring every single person from the Nechotim, if he just brought representatives, that's enough for our purposes. Don't we have a problem of chatas shemesu ba'aleha? I'm sorry?
The tzibur never died.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that momentarily. So the Gemara says, didn't all of those people that were chotei, didn't they pass away already 70 years ago? If they passed away 70 years ago, how are we bringing kabbonis on their behalf at this time?
It's like a statute of limitations.
Very good. So there is a halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim of chomesh chatois mesos. Five particular kabbonis chatos we do not bring, they go to Misa. The Gemara is going to enumerate and analyze all of them on the Amid days, but one of them is chatos shemesu balem, which means what happens if a person prior to his demise had set aside a few kabbonis, one for an oilen, one for a chatos, and one for a shlomim, etc. And then unfortunately the person passed away. The children will bring on his behalf the oila and the shlomim, but not the chatas, because the chatas is already mesu ba'aleh. Halach l'moshe v'sinai, the behema goes l'misa. It's not brought for a carbon.
It's locked up. Exactly.
Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so isn't that a situation of chatas shemesu ba'aleh? Omer ha-papa ki gemiri chatas shemesu ba'aleh b'misa animila b'yachid. That gemiri, that halachal mishina that we just spoke about, that's only if you're talking about a private individual who was going to bring his carbon chatas, and unfortunately he passed away. That behema goes to misa. Avloi betzibur. Why? Lefisha ain misa betzibur. Or Rabbi Gemara say, lefisha ain tzibur mesa. Since this carbon is representing the tzibur, Klal Yisrael, even if particular individuals pass away, but the Klal Yisrael is chai v'kayim for all generations. No matter how many goyim try to go and kill out how many yin always remain forever and ever to the consternation of all the umas ha'olam, as we see even today. Avalei b'tzibur fisha ein misa b'tzibur. Freitim ha'manolei rapapa ha. Where does rapapa take this from? And now the Gemara is going to try to bring a number of sources why there's a difference between a chata shemesu ba'aleh if it's b'yachid, or a chata shemesu ba'aleh if it's b'tzibur. Ilay merchzeh, maybe it's because of the pasuk, tachas aveisecha yu v'necha. The pasuk is telling us, even when the aveis pass on, v'necha will continue to fill their shoes. They will be the successors. So therefore, even though the yidin at the times of Tzidkiyo, at the time of the Chorban Bayis Rishon, had passed away, but now their children, their descendants, they are taking over for them, and therefore they can bring the carbon on behalf of their forefathers. Why don't you say the same svara legabi tachas avizecha legabi a regular balim? Meaning chata shemesu baleo b'misa. Not that we're saying wipe away this halacha, because after all, this halacha l'moshe misinai. But what we're saying is, in the case you have balim that did not leave over any children, they only left over cousins, uncles, third cousins, no yorshim whatsoever, if you're talking, for instance, a ger, so what would be the din? That chata shemesu ba'aleh is b'misa. However, if you have a person who passed away and Baruch Hashem left over children, especially bonim, so the bonim, they'll bring the carbon on behalf of the father. So same carbon, exactly. You don't have to have a chata shemesu ba'aleh. So in bazoi, zokti mor, so what's the difference between tzibur and yochid? Ella, what's the raya of rapapa? Dukya, his diuk is, limud is, Lima de Rapapa is misoed roish chaydish. The Amrachmana maisi mitrumas alishka va maisi lahumi Israel vanach the paishi hechi maisu. What's he more asking? When do we find the first time that you have to bring throughout the year a soir, putting aside Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, every single roish chaydish? On Shabbos, when you go and bring a korban musaf, you only bring oilois. When you go and bring a korban musaf on Rosh Chodesh, you have to go and bring a chatos l'Hashem, a kapara of Hashem, right? Etc., etc., etc. But what do we see from that? Did you bring a korban soyer? Now let me ask you a question. Who pays for that korban soyer? Well, you take it from Trumas Halishka. Where did the Trumas Halishka money come? It comes from the Machzor Shekel. You bring it at least 12 times a year, and in Ibbur you're going to bring it 13 times in the year. Don't you think that sometime during the year, one or two yidin of Klal Yisrael are going to pass away, so therefore I have a case now of a chatas shemesu baleh. Some of the balim that paid for this carbon in the form of the Machta Shekel from the Trumas Alishka, they're no longer around. Zokti Yemora, the Rai of Rapapas Misoy Derish Chodesh, Yom Rachmana Maisi, bring it, Metrumas Alishka, Va Maisi Lu, this word Maisi is different than the previous Maisi. Yom Rachmana Maisi means bring it, Metrumas Alishka, Va Maisi is referring to people Nebuch have passed away from Loshen Misa, Va Maisi Lu Mi Yisrael, Yid Nebuch have passed on. Vahanach the Paishi, those that are remaining, in other words, the remaining Jews, Heichi Maisu, how are they able to go and bring a carbon when some of the donors towards this carbon are no longer alive? Elish Mamina, Chatash Meisbalea, Bitzibur Karva, even though if you're talking about a Yachetaka Mesa, but if it's a Tzibur, Ein Chatash Mesa, Chatash Meisbalea, Bitzibur Mesa, that would remain alive. That's the Raya of Rapapa. Great timur, yeah.
There were people alive when the second base of Midrash was inaugurated who cried.
You're not addressing now this.
No, I'm saying, but they weren't.
Please hold that question. Okay. Please hold that question. But in the meantime, we're now talking about a Sir Chatzos. We see clearly from this, a Chatzos Meis Ba'alel, but Tzibur is Karva, and that's how they were able to go and bring it now 70 years later, even though all of the people that had sinned, had erred in the times of the first base of Mikdash, had already passed on. Makes no difference, because even though they had passed on since Ein Tzibur Mesa, even though individuals in the Tzibur, in this case, the entire earlier Tzibur passed on, makes no difference. I have a brand new Tzibur, Ein Tzibur Mesa, they can bring the cart. Freit Emora, how do you bring a raya from Sirish Chodesh? Midami. Sirish Chodesh, Dilma Loi Maisi Mitzibur. Avlohacha Vadai Maisu. The reason why you can bring the Seir Rish Chodesh is because maybe a person who donated funds towards this Seir Rish Chodesh passed away. Could very well be. But it could very well be that nobody that gave money towards the Seir Rish Chodesh. Well, the Gemara doesn't spell it out, but presumably, let's assume a Seir Rish Chodesh costs $500. And that $500 is made out of 1,000 people that gave the Machtsa Shekel. Right, assuming because 1,000 times a half, 500, fine. I know this is dollars, shkolim, maskim. But the point is that any particular carbon, perhaps no one of Klal Yisrael that paid those monies that were taken in the Trumas Alishka were from people that passed away. Maybe every single time they were still alive. What about people that passed away? Maybe they gave the money that was used for the daily Tomei Shel Shachar and Tomei Shel Bein Abayim. And even if you're going to tell me, yeah, but there has to be at least once throughout the year. But it's all dilma, it's all a suffix. Maybe out of suffix, we allow the carbon to go through. Here the Gemara assumes that everybody in the times of Tzikio and Melech, 70 years early, that they all had passed away, none of them are alive. How do you have a raya that even in such a case, that Ein Chatzos Tzibur Mesa, at the time of the Rav Meyacha, I have a brand new reason. It says by the Egla Rufa, which we learned in the parsha at the end of Parsha's Shoiftim, that's part of the ceremony, the ritual, if you will, that was said at the time that they did the Egla Rufa. Etc. And of course, they say etc. Like it says in the text. Now, what does it mean, Asher B'dis Hashem? Says the Pasuk, says Gemara, Re'uye kaporezu shetechaper al yoytze mitzroyim, merachsev Asher Podisa. That this Egla Rufa, not only is it going to be mechaper now, currently, for Egla Rufa purposes, nebuch, for this person that was killed out there in the Midbar, nobody knows who killed him, etc. But this kapora is an umbrella kapora. It could even be mechaper al yoytze mitzroyim if you ever had such a situation years earlier. Now, obviously, those people years earlier are no longer around Yoytz Mitzrayim at the time that you bring in Egla Rufa, 100, 200, 300 years later. So, Ibazoi, how could it possibly a kapara for them? So, it's a charaya because ain't Tzibur Meis, and therefore it's as if the Tzibur continues to live, even the Yoytz Mitzrayim, and therefore you can bring a chatas in their behalf. Oh, that's the raya of Rapapa. Pray Timur, come on, give me a break. Midami. Hasam kulu aisinan migavdin the machapra achayim machapra nami amesim. What the Gemara is saying is that to go and bring a korban solely for people that have passed away, that you cannot do. You have no raya. The only raya from Egla Rufa is that since those people, aisinan, the people that are here and are alive, for whom we're bringing a kapara, for this whole shtetl that unfortunately they didn't go and properly feed or escort this individual that led Nebuch to this shvichas damim, says Yimar, but hasam kula aisinan, all of those that are bringing him are Baruch Hashem alive and kicking. Amigoy to mechapra chayim, since this egla rufikim and mechapra on the live, mechapra nami amesim, so it's like a greater that we had yesterday that we spoke about before, like Rabbi Yehuda, you shlep mit others with you. Since you can go and bring this chatzos on behalf of the living, so it'll also mechapra on those that Nebuch passed away. Elohocha mihava chayim, at the times of the beginning of this Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara's assumption has been throughout this shtickle until now, that all the people that lived in the times of Tzkiyahu HaMelech had already been buried, that had already passed on. After all, we're talking about more than 70 years later. And therefore, how can you bring a korban exclusively for Mesim? Where's your Raya Rapapa? Every the Gemara Einach and Amir, you're 100% right. Dichsiv. And now the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk, and this is what Barry was saying about 5 minutes ago, that the premise of this Gemara is faulty, because in fact, there were many, many people from the times of the end of the second, of the first Beis HaMikdash, that were still alive and saw the inauguration of the second Beis HaMikdash. Really, 70 years later? Yes! How do I know? The Rabbi Me'akehanim Baladiyim Barashi Ovois. And as often you have in the Gemara, the Goymer is the essence which we are leaving out. If you look at number 4 in the Torah, Ora Shalem, V'rabim me'akehanim v'alevim v'roshi ha'ovis ha'zkenim, asheru es habayis harishoin, the zakenim that saw the first Beis HaMikdash in its glory, b'yosti zeh habayis, b'eineim, when they saw now the brand new Beis HaMikdash, they were never wailing and weeping and crying, remembering nostalgically the first Beis HaMikdash. For Rabbim, however, the youngsters, who were never at the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, they were, of course, they were very happy and they were dancing and cheering. Besrua, besimcha, laharim koil. So you had two groups. You had this Canaan that never were crying, and then the youngsters that were all happy and merry. Aha. Anyway, so bottom line is we see, therefore, that the korban that they're bringing now is not for Mesim. It's for these Zakenim that are still alive, Baruch Hashem. Maybe you're going to say, okay, there were a couple of Zakenim. After all, you know, probably the Roiv Rubam were the youngsters, and there were a couple of Zakenim going on wheelchairs or with canes, with such four prongs on the bottom, bent over 3 times. Those are probably Mu'atim. Zoktimara, V'loi Rabim Ava, and you're telling me that we're Mu'atim and not the Rabim, Hoksiv. Now the next pasuk in Tanakh, as well as the next pasuk here in the Torah Ora Shalem, if you continue on, the previous pasuk was Ezra Gimel Yud Beis. This is Ezra Gimel Yud Gimel. V'ein ha'om ma'akirim koil trua b'hasimcha. You couldn't even hear the koil trua of the youngsters. Why? It was deadened as a result of, or was overwhelmed, l'kol b'chi ha'am, ki ha'am mariyam trua gedoyla v'ha'kol nishma ad l'meirachik. So the pasuk is telling us is that the koil of the zakenim that was crying was so overwhelming you couldn't even hear. Ein ha'am makirim, the koil trua sasimcha, because of the koil b'chi ha'am. That tells you therefore that there were a huge number of zakenim compared to the youngsters, and so therefore that's why the Karm was brought on their behalf. So getting back to the Gemara again, Zok Gemara, Vaksiv, you're going to tell me that they were Ma'atim? No, no, no. The Pasuk says, Ve'ina Ma'akirim, Koyu Le'truas, Hasimcha Le'koyu B'chiyah. Va'koyu Nishma Adim Re'ochik, and you can hear the Koyu far, far away, Nebuch the cry. Okay, so with this we have now concluded this first part, and now we kept on saying from the outset, how can you go and bring a korban 70 years later when all the people passed away? Ein chatas tibra mesa. You're wrong. These people are alive. These people were bringing korbanos on behalf of themselves and their contemporaries at the time. And so therefore, this is not for mesim, this was for chai. Frank Timora, okay, I hear you. But nevertheless, we said that you brought 12 kabbonis, 12 parim, and 12 seirim. V'mezim hava, those that performed the avodah zarah in the times of Tzidkiyo, this wasn't based on a faulty psak of the Beis Din HaGadol. This was because, unfortunately, they were mezid, or their wives were mezidim, and therefore we attribute their sin to their husbands, and so therefore they don't have to bring these kabbonis at all. A mezid doesn't bring a karbon. A mezid has to go and do tshuva. This was a special heruah show, a one-time event. I'll bring you a raya. Let me ask you. Let's go back to the pasuk again. Everybody was saying, wow, elim tishim v'shisha, 96 elim. Kvasim shivim v'shiva, 77 kvasim. Keneged me. What is that keneged? There's a gra, a Vilna going not over here, but in the Sechus Tmura, that tries to make a cheshvan of the 96. Because 96, of course, is 8 times 12. So if you could go and find 8 separate sins, for instance, and then you could figure out some relationship of 96. But 77, you know, is not divisible by 12.
Prime
or by a prime number, exactly. You can do by 7 and by 11. But that's about it. It's connected me. So why did they bring all those kabbans? The Rosh Hashanah, he said, even that's a special Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the whole thing is mazed, unrelated to our discussion in the Parhelm of Shul Tzibur, where you had to go and bring the 12 plus the 12, Purim and Seirim, for an erring Bezdin, which was followed by Shigiyas Maisim.
When we say we bring Kapora for those Yotzei Mitzrayim, didn't we have in Sanhedrin that Misa Mechaperes, so once these people are all gone, mm-hmm. what Kapora do they need?
Mm-hmm.
I understand in the case of the Tzibur, there's a continuity of the tzibur. There's never any kapara for the avodah zarah. But the yotzei mitzrayim, what kapara do they need from an egla rufa or other korbanos?
So notice it says ruuya kapara zusha to kapara a yotzei mitzrayim. It could very well be that the yotzei mitzrayim were they able to speak up and say shkoyech, hold your kapara. We already got our kapara as a result of our misa. Ruuya kapara zu. The intensity of this mitzvah of egla rufa is such that it has the power to be mechaper even on Yotzei Mitzrayim of years and years ago. And the Gemara is asking, what do you mean be mechaper on people that already passed away? There's no such concept of being mechaper on the Mesim, like you just said. Says the Gemara, yeah, but once we do a kapar on this, we could have schlep mit the Mesim as well. So not that they're actually needed or that they receive the kapar, it's just ruuya, this kapar is so great, so beautiful that it could work a kapara even for them.
And Egla Rufa to Yotzei Mitzrayim, what's the connection? Why do they need a kapara from Egla Rufa? Kapara.
I don't know, in case they happen to have had such a situation and which was unreported.
Was there a kapara signed ever since the golden calf, like that was done regularly?
What do you
ever since to? The golden calf?
Yes, golden calf.
So was there some assigned act of kapara that was done ever since?
On an ongoing basis?
Yeah.
This year,
yeah, but is that mechaper for the egel? That was mechaper.
The egel.
That's what he's asking, ever since the golden calf, which most of us call the egel azot. I don't think that there's a continuity. It does say in Chazal that every time that Klal Yisrael gets punished, a little bit of that punishment is related to the chet of the egel. But a specific kapara that's given throughout the year, I'm not aware. Okay.
Rabbi, am I from anyone? I heard him years ago in Chicago. He brought down this morning. I see the article brings this well. Mm-hmm. This is the source of Yisker and Saint Kaddish from the Yardside Kapar and Alam Job and Tripadisa. That you see that the Mason do need kapara. That there's not.
So now you're going to have a problem with Brother Barry.
Right, no, but that still, even so, that's why we say the Shamash, we give a tikkun, Shamash Evan Aliyah.
Who said this from Chicago?
Rabbi Meiselman.
Oh, okay.
No, Big Rosh Hashiva. Okay.
Sure. Yishlein.
So. You can get the
University
of Theological College.
You come to University of Chicago and give shiur Thursday night.
Right.
The Hillel, yeah. Woodlawn Avenue, yeah. Exactly.
Not necessarily are the two ideas that you're saying incompatible. In other words, it could be a beast in the Mechaper and then that's done. He's now free of a vase. Not that he's totally free, because fortunately those people that are not zochet to go directly to Gan Eden, because we're not talking about Art Sibur here, Baruch Hashem, we all get free admission passes straight to Gan Eden. But there are people, unfortunately, that go to the purgatory. They go to Ganem. It's a misa mechaper. It's a misa mechaper on certain things and not other things. And even if the person happens to be totally nucky, the inyan of doing mitzvahs subsequent to the person's passing, whether it's saying Kaddish throughout the year, whether it's giving tzedakah, whether it's saying Mishnayis, such as to be malad that neshama, that if Chas V'Shalom is in the purgatory, he should go now into an air-conditioned room, and or if he's in Gan Eden, he should go now no longer economy class, he should now be in first class, or at least in business class, an upgrade. So you can go and do schusim to go and upgrade in the neshama status down below or up above.
The children are the feet of the parents?
Or? Children are the feet of the parents, in a sense. The tachas of Yisech Yuvanecha.
Kardavua.
Very good. Okay, turn around. Third wide line. Zokimar Vaita Meis Echem and Hat Sibor. Chayovin Echem Mi Bezdin. I'm sorry. Chayovin Echem Mi Bezdin Ptur. We have now our Parhelm Devashul Tzibor. What was the Parhelm Devashul Tzibor? As we know, that if the Bezdin erred by issuing a false psak by any one of the chayove krisis, and then Roiv of Klal Yisrael follow that, then you have to go and bring the Parhelm Devashul Tzibor, and the case of Voidah Zorah, you have to bring both a par and a sawyer. Now the Gemara addresses what happens if from the time of the original Hayra by the Sanhedrin, and the Asiyas Shkoga by Klal Yisrael. Now we have done all the statistics, and we found, the Bezin issued the wrong psak, they've already retracted. Roiv of Klal Yisrael, we made a full listing of all the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, and Roiv of Klal Yisrael erred, or it couldn't contribute at least one Shevet, or according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda that we had yesterday, at least there was six Shvatim, and they had the popular vote, right? That was the Electoral College. You have six Shvatim, and you have the majority, or you have the seven, and you have a minority. Whatever the Cheshbon was, but they decided, we got to bring the Parhelm Devashul Tzibor. And guess what happened? By the time that they wanted to go and bring, unfortunately, someone passed away. So now the question is, who passed away? We got two participants over here. We have the Sanhedrin, and we have the Tzibur. So Meis Echem and Tzibur, even though one person of Klal Yisrael passed away, Chayobin, we still bring the Parhelm Devashul Tzibor. Ve'echem Ibez, then, if one of the Sanhedrin that issued the faulty psak passed away, then Pturim, you're a pot. Don't bring the Parhelm Devashul Tzibor. Man Tana, who's the Tana of this price? Omer of Chizda, Omer Reb Zera, Omer of Yirmiya, Omer Rav Remehi. Oh, that's a famous Remeh. What does Remeh hold? The Omer Bezdin Meviim Feloy Tzibor. The ones that bring it are only the Bezdin. That's why you only bring one. You don't bring 10, you don't bring 12, you don't bring 13. You only bring one. Who brings it? The Bezdin Meviim Feloy Tzibor. How does Remeh learn that? Because it says, Eini Hakol, and then it says, Vekriv Hakol. I have Xer Shava, just like the Eini Hakol means the Bezdin, those are the Eine Ha'eda, the Eine Ha'kol, they're the ones that bring the carbon, only one is brought. Aha. So, Kuntra made the Amra Bezdin, made the Envoy Tzibor, Hilkach, Meis Echem and Atzibor, if one of the Tzibor passed away, Chayavin. Why? Dar Koyim Kule Bezdin. After all, the Tzibor is not the one that brings the carbon, it's the Bezdin that brings the carbon. So, really makes no difference if one or two or 20 members of the Tzibor passed away. Chas v'shalom, nobody should pass away. The Iker is at the Bezdin. However, Meis Echem Bezdin B'turim. The Havi Lo Chatosh Meis Echad Min Ha Shudfim. Mishim Hochi B'turim. When it says Chatosh Meis Echad Min Ha Shudfim, Rashi explains it. We'll talk about this more on the Amid Beis. It's really that the Gemara means to say that this is a Chatos of the Tzibor in the sense that it's brought by the all of the Anshei Sanhedrin, is not brought by an individual. However, to distinguish it between the concept of a Parhelm Devashul Tzibor, which sounds like the Tzibor brings it, remember we're talking only with the mayor, that's why he doesn't call it Tzibor, he calls it Shutfim. But nevertheless, that's what he means, that it's a Chatos Shemeis Echem and a Shutfim. Rashi points out further that this is the only time you find a Chatos of Shutfim, because if Yankel and Beryl both ate chayla, for instance, they cannot go and bring a carbon b'shutfus. Each one has to have their own carbon chattas. You can bring an oila b'shutfus. Yankel and Beryl chip in $100 each and they go and buy an oila. Two of them together go and buy a carbon shlomim. That's not a problem. In fact, every carbon pesach is shutfim. But a chattas, by definition, it's mechapra l'chayt. Each person has his own chayt. You have to bring your own carbon. So here you have a chattas, shemeis echem and a shutfim. Who are the shutfim? All of the 71 Chaverim of the Sanhedrin. So if one of them passed away, then you can't go and bring the carbon. Shemeis Echem and Ashutim. I'm sorry?
So it's a partnership.
It's a partnership. A partnership. Very good. Beautiful. What are you going to go and say if it's a Chatos of Vayezor, where it's a par and the sword? You're going to say, It's a sardeship or something. I'm sure you'll figure something out.
It's interesting. We had earlier in the Masechta that if two people did a malacha on Shabbos, neither is chayav achatas because each did a half a malacha, not a whole malacha. But here it's that we abrogate that. We say no. They are shutvin in this one chiyuv.
Exactly right.
By malacha, by individual, only in the case of a Sanhedrin. Okay.
It's the only way that one can commit the Aveira that led to bringing this par, if all the members of Sanhedrin got together and they all agreed to this etzer. If they didn't agree, if one or two disagreed, we said, then there's no, it's not a valid psak that requires one to bring a par, even if Roiv Klai Yisrael followed the psak. So therefore, that's the main ingredient, so to speak, that's got to be unanimous. So if one of them passed away, by definition, we don't have all 71, we only have 70. Oh, so the Tana of this rice, and that's Remeir, crystal clear. They're good. As opposed to, for instance, if we were talking about Leiter Yehuda, it's not the Bezdin that brings it, it's the Tzibur, it's each Shevet goes and brings it. So the fact that a member of Bezdin passed away is Leimale V'loi Moirid, because it's not the Bezdin that brings it. It's the 12 Shvatim, each Shevet has to go and bring it. Masker Rabbi Yosef, when I go Rabbi Shimon, however, it could go contra Rabbi Shimon too. Why Rabbi Shimon? Because Rabbi Shimon, remember, agrees to Remeir and to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you always have to go and bring one for the Bezdin and one for each Shevet. Maximum 13 altogether. So Maskler of Yosef, the name Kirib Shimon, Yom Bezin Im HaTzibur, both Bezin brings the carbon and the Tzibur, the 12 Shvatim bring. So you got 13 altogether. So Meis Echon Min HaTzibur Chayovin, even though the Tzibur, all of Klai Yisrael are required to bring it, all the Shvatim required, but nevertheless Chayovin, because Ein Tzibur Meisim, like we said already a few times before, that was Reb Papa, Chatish Meisim Ba'aleh, but Meisim is only by a Yochin, not by a Tzibur, Ein Tzibur Meisim. But Meisach Mi Bezin is Pturim, Kidam Rina, because the Chatish Shutfim, the Chatish, it's brought by the Sanhedrin, that's a Chatish Shutfim. One of the Shutfim pass away, so then you can't bring the carbon anymore. Ah, so you don't have to say that this Brisa is only according to Meir. You could say the Brisa is also according to Reb Shimon. L'choyre. Amle Abaye, no. Shemin le Reb Shimon, the Omer Chatish Shutfim, Eina Meisa. Reb Shimon says Chatish Shutfim has the same status as a Chatisa Tzibur and Eina Meisa. Desanya, Par V'Soshli Yom Kippurim, She'ovdu, V'Hifesh Achinim Tachteim. What happens, you had the Par V'Soy V'Yom Kippurim that has to be brought on Yom Kippur. The Soyer, of course, is the Sor Hanas B'Fnim, one of the two Seirim where they had the Geirolois, the second Sor being the Sor HaMishtaleach, which we're not talking about. But the Par is brought by the Kehanim. It's brought by Aharon HaKohen, by the Kohen Gadol, not only on his behalf, but Chiper on all of the Kehanim, the whole Mishpachas HaKehanim, it's Mechaper. So therefore the Gemara calls that a chatas of shutfim. What happens with that? Zesanya parvisoshi yamikipurim she'ovdu. It got lost. They got lost. And you already brought new ones. The hifish achirim tachteyan. And now you were mafresh brand new ones. And you already brought the old ones. Yemusa kulam. Kulam means the original ones, not the. It doesn't mean all four of them. The parvisor. It means that since you had the parvisoshi yamikipurim, they got lost. And you brought the two new ones, and now you found the old ones. You must call them. They call the Misa Divir Reb Yehuda. Why? Or Chatashin is Kapra Baalea Biacher. We already had these new ones. But Reb Shimon, Oimrim, Yero Ach Yestabel, Lefisha Ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. Now, this is not a classic Chatas Tzibur. It's a chatas of shutfim. Why is a chatas of shutfim? Because the par was for all of the kahanim. Ah, that being the case, Zokta Yomara, how does Reb Shimon say, Yiru, it doesn't go to Misa, because it's a chatas of shutfim. So I see chatas of shutfim, Eina Mesa. Chatas of shutfim, Eina Mesa, that's why the previous braisa cannot go according to Reb Shimon. What did the previous braisa say? That if one of the chavri habezin, one of the chaverim of the Sanhedrin passed away, Peturim, don't bring the carbon anymore because it's a chatas hashutfim, the shemesu echad meham, so it has the same status like a chatas shemesu ba'aleh. You can't bring it. That's what the braisa said. Peturim. According to Reb Shimon, you'd be chayov. If he's ain chatzis tzibur or chatzis utbim is not mesa, and that's why you do not allow this par to go to misa by putting it to the kippah. Rather, you're a shustav. Okay, so l'choy, that's a good teretz. Why we said it's only Reb Meir and not Reb Shimon. Now, from here until the end of the perek, the Gemara is going to go back and forth and say, Efshiyah, and maybe the case of Kahanim is different than the case of the Sanhedrin. So, Omalei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says to Abai, how can you bring a raya from the Kahanim? Kahanim Kamris, Shani Kahanim Dikur Kol. Kahanim are called a Kol. Where do we find the Kahanim called Kol? Dechsev. Al Kahanim, the Al Kol Am HaKol Yechaper. We're talking about the Kabbalah Sabbat and Yom Kippur, the Mechaper and the Kahanim, and the Gans Am HaKol. Because of the two being together, juxtaposed in the same Pasuk, we have now the Smichus, we have a Hekish of Kol to Kahanim. The Kahanim are also called a Kol. Since the Kahanim are called a Kol, they're not what we would normally think of as a Chatas of Shudvim. They're the Chatas of a Gans Kol, like the Chatas of a Shevet, of a Tzibur. So you cannot compare and bring a Raya from the Kahanim to the case of the Sanhedrin. So, Timura, Elamiyati, you're telling me that the Kahanim have the status of a Kol. Naisu par boira. When we have a situation of a par helm davar shel tzibur, we should have to add one for the kohanim as well, because they're also quote unquote a shevet, they're also a kohol. Then we'd have to add one more. So, for instance, that we had in our Mishnah, according to Reb Shimon, since we're dealing with Reb Shimon, instead of saying that there would be 13 altogether, 12 from the Shvatim and 1 from the Bezin, we'd have to bring 14. You have to go and bring 12 for the normal Shvatim, you'd have to bring 1 for the Kahal of Kehanim and 1 for the Bezin. You'd have to add 1 more. But we don't do that. So you see that your Teretz at Kehanim are special because they're called Kol. Elam Arvachim Riyankiv, Shifti Shalevi Loi Ikri Kohol. Even though for other purposes, for the Par Helmed of Shel Tzibur, they're not considered to be Kol. In other words, for purposes of Yom Kippur, when we're talking about the Parvis Soyer, says Reb Shimon, then the Kehanim are called Kol. Val Kol Am HaKol Yechaper, Al Tzeh Hekish. But when we're talking about the Parvis Shal Tzibur, Shif Shalev Likri Kol, how do I know? Tichsiv and Seven the Pasik. Hinni Mafrach Ver Bisicha, Unasaticha Lekahal Amim. The Goymer. Once again, the Goymer is the Iker, and continues on the Pasik. Menasati Esa'oretz Azois, Lezarecha Acharecha Achuzas Oilam. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying now to Yaakov Avinu, Mafrachav Rebisicham, the Kalamim, and what's going to happen with those Kalamim? Venasati is Oretz Azois, Lazarach, I'm going to give them this holy land of Eretz Yisrael. Darshu Digmar, Koshiyesh Liachuza, those people who are going to be the recipients. Venasati is Oretz Azois, Lazarecha, Achuzas Oilam, Ikri Kohol, Choshein Liachuza, Ikri Kohol, and we know that Leviim, the Shevet Levi didn't get Nachuz in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore they're not called Kol for these purposes. So tomorrow, so you're not just excluding the Kohol of Kehanim, you're excluding the entire Kohol of Shevet Levi, how did we say that according to Yehuda, you have 12 of these Parlam Domshul Tzibors, and according to Reb Shimon, you have 13, because you have 12 Shvatim, you only have 11 Shvatim. We're going to subtract and take out Levi. Shelley, did you want to say something?
Yaakov.
I'm sorry. You're coming in very fuzzy.
Yaakov.
Yes?
Okay.
Told that when they take him up to Eretz Yisrael, they should be 12 and the same arrangement as eventually with the
Aaron. Okay, that sounds great. But continuing on to the Gemara, and Cain, but the substance, the presentation wasn't good, but the substance sounds great. And Cain says to the Gemara, Chasel Hu Yudei Shvatim, we're missing. So what's the obvious answer? Amar Abaye, Ephraim Menashe, Keruv Mitzim and Yuli. So we're going to fill in the missing 12th Shevet by Ephraim Menashe. As we know, Ephraim Menashe, part of the 12th Shvatim, is doch sehr gut. Amar Rava, Vaksiv Al Shem Achayim Yikoru Ben Achalosam. That's a continuation of that same pasuk. Ephraim Menashe, Keruv Mitzim Yuli. It's really the next pasuk. Al Shem Achayim Yikoru Ben Achalosam. Lenachla Hukshu V'loy LeDavar Acher. they are considered to be Hashem Achayim, part and parcel of Klal Yisrael, 12 Shvatim, for purposes of Nachlais. In other words, when they Yeshua divided up Eretz Yisrael into the various portions, so Ephraim and Asher each got a different portion. But not for any other purpose, not for the Parham Davishol Tzibur. Yes, Shelley?
Not for part, but for parcel.
For parcel and not for par. Ah, oh, parcel, par. Partnership, I'm telling you, you're really on par today. Good, Shkoyach. Anyway, the point of all of this is, Vaita, don't we have a gap? We have a vacuum, because aren't Ephraim, Menashe, Kerub, and Shimuli only for purposes of Nachlois? So to Mavaloi, V'achalukim B'dgolim. If you look in Parshiyos, Nosoi and Parshiyos, Bamidbar, Nosoi and Baloyscha, when they're talking about the Chanoyas HaDgolim, you'll see over there they are split up 4 times 3, that they're 12 altogether, and that includes Ephraim and Menashe. So you see that they're considered to be 2 shvatim for other purposes, not just for Nachla and Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Says Rashi, just like we spoke about, that where did we find that Ephraim, Menashe, Kerub, and Shimuli? This is Yaakov Avinu who's speaking to Yosef. Remember, Yosef said, you're putting the hands on the wrong heads, and you're exactly, Sikras Yodov. He said, no, Ephraim, Menashe, Kerub, and Shimuli. So the same Yaakov Avinu, says Rashi, told the Shvatim, before he passed away, that they should go and have the following formation in the carrying of the Aroin, which will be the same formation when they came into Eretz Yisrael, in terms of, not Eretz Yisrael, already in the times of the Mishkan, how they were living around the Machane Shechina and the Machane Leviyah, in all of the 4 directions, like Rashi brings in the Chumash, is well known, that the Chaniyah of the Golem in the times of the Midbar, that was the same Chaniyah, the same carrying of the Aroin of Yaakov Avinu. So Nachlos and Kachaniyos. Or another teretz, kedil chalik kovid l'dgolim. The only reason why the Ephraim and Menashe are set out in the Torah, because otherwise there would be a shtikl p'chisis ha-kovid. What do you mean? Because since when we're traveling the d'golim, there were 4 groups of 3 shvatim each. If you're going to have only 3 of them having 3 each, and the other would only have 1, or if you have 2 of them that have 3 each, and the others only have 2, so then the D'golim, which would be short a shevet, would feel bad and say, they have a full regiment of 3 shvatim, you only have 2. So therefore, so that there shouldn't be any p'chisis ha-kovay. That's why we threw in to make them feel good, so to speak. After all, if you look in Parshas Nosoi, we have, towards the end, where we have the repetitious laning up for 12 days, v'yom shneim osa yom nosi livnei, whoever it was, and so there they are identified separately, Ephraim and Menashe. So we see it's not just for achuza and nachla purposes. That's the going give kovod to the nosi of every one of the shvatim. The sanya, like we have in the brisa, shloim osa zayin yimei chanukah. We're not referring to Chanukah as we know it. We're talking about the Chanukahs of the new Beis Hamikdash in time of Shlomo HaMelech. So he made 7 full days of Chanukahs Beis Hamikdash that people would celebrate. And Maro Moshe Lasish Neimos Yimei Chanukah. Again, those are the 12 days of the Chanukahs. The Torah refers to Chanukahs HaMizbeach. It's really Chanukahs HaMishkan that you had 12 days. And each day, Shnei Masa Yom, and that's of course why we lane it on Chanukah, because of the relationship, Chanukah. And there it says 12. Why did they do that? Each one of the Shvatim, including the Shevet Ephraim, the Shevet Menashe, each one had a Nasi. And the Gemara is assuming at this point, really, the only Nafkamina is for purposes of the Nachla. In addition to that, we had some Kovod in involvement. So the Gemara says the same thing over here. We didn't want either Ephraim or Menashe or the Shevet of Yosef to have an incomplete situation. We want to give kovod to everybody. So even though they're really not counted for more than the Nachlois, but nevertheless, to give kovod for the Nesiyah. But Legabi Parhelm Davshot Tzibur and Echanami, they were not counted. So the Oibazoi, if they're not counted, so how are we going to fill up the void and the vacuum? Fake my Havilah. So it was a given from this whole discussion back and forth, where the Kahanim is called a Kohol, where the Kahal of Shevet Levi is called a Kohol, where the Ephraim and Menashe are considered to be separate Nachlis. It's supposed to give on. It's Toshima. Desanya, Reb Shimon Oimer. Chomish Chato Ois Mesois. There are five chatoyis meses. What are the five? You have vlad chatos. Vlad chatos means that you originally set aside a kizba or a se'ira, and then by the time you brought the carbon, the chatos had mated with a male, and the chatos had given birth to a baby. What's the din of that vlad chatos? It goes lamisa. What about a tamura's chatos? When you go and do a tamura and you say, zu tamura zu, you don't like the original kizba se'ira, and you take a second one. So you have a tamura's chatos. You have a chatos shemesu ba'alel, which was what we were discussing back on the Amud Aleph at some length, a chatos that the ba'alim who had set aside the chatos never passed away. Again, you don't bring that karma chatos, it goes lamisa. The chatos sheniskapru ba'alel bi'acher, that the chatos had gotten lost, we brought a brand new chatos, we now subsequently found the old chatos, it goes lamisa. And finally, chatos she'avr shenosa, the kizba se'ira are within their first year. What happens now, we're into the second year, they are now too old, can't bring them anymore, it goes lamisa. Os chatos. Okay, so you have those five, and of course it's a mnemonic v'simna, but that's not the discussion at the moment. Zokti Mara, those are the five chatos. Meses halacha l'moshe v'sinai. Reb Shimon continues speaking. V'yati yochel loimar v'lad chatos b'tzibur, nor et tmuras chatos b'tzibur, nor chatos shemesu ba'leo b'tzibur. Of these five, you can only find theoretically two, but not the first three. And the Gemara goes through the whole cheshvan. V'yati yochel loimar v'lad chatos b'tzibur, she'ein tzibur mafrishin nekeva. You never have a chatos of the tzibur and nekeva. Throughout the year, whenever you bring on Rosh Chodesh or on a Yom Tov, it always talks about Usir Izim Echad Chatos, Usir Chatos Echad. All of those Seirim, of course, are by definition, it's not Seirah, it's Soir, it's a Zohar. Same thing is when you bring with the Par Helm Dovishal Tzibur, it's a Par, it's not a Parah, it's a Par. Same thing on Yom Kippur, you bring Parim Manistrofa, Munasir Manistrofa, it's a Par Mitah Soir. But not in the cave. So Ibazoi, you can't talk about that the Tzibur has a Vlad Chatos. The Zohar is not going to go and give birth, can't become pregnant, it's not going to give birth to a Vlad. So that halacha doesn't apply. V'yato yucholemes tmuras chatos b'tzibur, she'ain tmuras b'tzibur. How do you know she'ain tmura b'tzibur? How do you know there's no tmura b'tzibur? So Rashi says, if you look at the Rashi, three or four lines lower in the Rashi, I normally refer to it as Rashi, but there are some scholars that say it's not really Rashi, it's a Mefarish, it's a Rivon, it's someone else. But the Tosis down below, which some say the Tosis or Rosh, whenever he's quoting, he always refers to it as Rashi. So L'chayra, we at least have some support to say it's Rashi and not somebody else. But whatever it is. But what does Rashi say? She'ein t'mur b'tzibur, t'chsiv lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir. Both of those are Lashon Yachid, V'lo Tzibur. Shutfim, not Tzibur, not Shutfim, Lachim Mefarish, Perikamad, Pesachas Tmura. So therefore, Tmura is not Shaykh by Tzibur, only by Yachid. V'yati Yachal Loi Mechata Shemesu Balea, back in the Gemara, Yati Yachal Loi Mechata Shemesu Balea, B'Tzibur, Shein Tzibur Mesim. Oh, so those three are impossible. What about the remaining two? The Mechata Shemesu Balea, B'Acher, Pesha'ovr Shenosa, Loi Shemanu. We don't have a Kabbalah what the halacha l'Moshe Sinai is or is not. Is Yochel Yabusa. So I would think, no, okay, so the other three is impossible. These two are possible. So maybe it's just like the chatos of a Yochid, the Chomish Chatois Meisai, so the Shtei Chatois Meisai B'tzibur. Zok Timara Amris, Yilmid Sosim and Mumafurish. We're going to go and learn the Sosim, in other words, something that we don't know clearly, from that we do know clearly. Ma'amatzina B'vlad Chatos. Utmuras chatos, v'shemesu ba'alea. All of those be yachid devarim hamur and v'loy b'tzibur. By tzibur, these three are impossibilities. After discover ba'alea, v'shavur shenasa, it's be yachid devarim hamur and v'loy b'tzibur. And therefore, we're going to conclude that all of the five chatois meses is only by yachid and not by tzibur. That being the case, says the Gemara, v'chidon efshem ishi yefshe. How can you go and learn something which is possible with something which is impossible? Says Yimor Reb Shimon, the Chad Mokim Gomer. Chad Mokim means that he brought kind of a package deal. When he was Mekabu the Haloch L'Moshe Misinai, he heard that all five of them are identical. So just like by the Yochid, they're all identical, that they all go Lemisa. Also the five, Legabe the Tzibur, even though three are not even Shaykh, but also all five of them have the same din, they go Lechayim. And not let me.
Why are not Shaya?
Okay, so let's talk about Vlad Chatos, for instance. Tlat chatas means that the chatas gave birth to a baby. The only time you can have a chatas giving birth to a baby is if the chatas is a female. Naturally. And all the chatois that are brought by the tzibur are always zeirim or paparim.
They're males.
That's, they're all males. It's impossible. That we all agree.
Unless the Democratic series.
The, okay.
Except the Democrats. Fine.
Yeah. Okay. Now going to weiter. You don't have a temura b'tzibur, says Rashi, because the iser is the lashon haposik is lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir oisai.
There's a temura. There's no individual do it. That's more on a tzibur.
Okay. Well, theoretically, you can get together the representatives. But he said no. Nishda ain't temura b'tzibur. And also you can't have a chatash meisu baleha, because there's no such thing as tzibur meis. Yeah. Even though, unfortunately, there are people that pass away all the time, but the tzibur of Klal Yisrael always lives, chai v'kayim, forever and ever. So that being the case, those three are impossible. Maskim.
Yeah.
But the other two are possible. So l'chayra ain't done efshe mishi efshir. So tzibur b'chan mokim, he learned a package deal. Here all five go l'misa by a yochid, and by tzibur always goes l'chayim under all circumstances. Ah, that being the case, getting back to our original Brisa over here. And then we said in the Brisa, what happens that one of the Bezdin pass away, then we said, you're potter, you don't bring any more, because it's a chata shemesu ba'aleh. And we said, ein chatzos tzibur mesa. I'm sorry, we said according to Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, normally if I have a par, v'soshli yom kippurim, even though the par is being brought for the tzibur of the shutvim of the kehanim, says Rabbi Yehuda, it goes l'misa. Oh, so therefore that why, therefore you have the same thing with Gabe the Sanhedrin. One of them is a shutif, he passes away, it goes l'misa. But Reb Shimon Oimen, no, yirul if he she'ein chatzos tzibur meisa, no such thing. Where did we find that Reb Shimon holds, ein chatzos tzibur meisa? We just said it now, by all five. No such thing, ein chatzos tzibur meisa. That being the case, this price cannot go according to Reb Shimon. Because according to Reb Shimon, we're saying the chatzos tzibur is the same as a chatzos shutvim. Chatzos shutvim is not mesa. So even though one of the baalim passed away, it makes no difference. It's like a tzibur, it's like shutvim. That there is no such concept of a chatzos tzibur mesa, and therefore you could bring the korban after all, even though one of Sanhedrin passed away. That you don't go and bring the korban when one of the chavi bezim passed away. Nishver, it doesn't go according to Reb Shimon. It goes according to Reb Meir. And Reb Meir will hold that, in fact, a chatzos tzibur is mesa, or a chatzos shutvim is mesa, and therefore, because of one of the bezim passing away, you can't bring the carbon anymore, because such a chatzos cannot be brought where the baalim passed away.
But it's not all four. It's not all four, because the in the case of the Sanhedrin, everyone ships in to buy this korban.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of the Yom Kippur, it's the Kohen Gadol who finances the whole thing out of his own pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a question of, the real parallel would be if the Kohen Gadol passes away in the middle. Then you have a case where the baal passes away, even though the korbanos he financed were for chahal or kohanim.
What you're making is a very, very fine distinction. Of lamaisa, the Gemara doesn't hold that way. The Gemara holds it doesn't matter who funds it.
Okay.
It's who has the kapara as a result.
Okay.
Have a one.